What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms.
It is Josh Grisham live on My 100.1 saying good morning to the entire country and the world. And I tell you what, this morning's interview was an easy yes because the young lady I'm about to talk to has now got the attention of the country and the world at large. Season 23 of The Voice, one of the most major singing competitions of all time, has officially wrapped up in season 23. What a ride it was. The final five revealed, and then one name rising above the rest. And to take a line from John Cena and WWE, the champ is here as we welcome in season 23 of The Voice champion, Gina Miles. Welcome to the show, young lady, and good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. And Gina, I will say this, young lady, as soft-spoken as you are, this competition brought you full circle, you found your voice, and I gotta ask, all the news trades, USA Today, People, Yahoo, all the interviews you've done, have you managed to come down out of the clouds yet?
Nope, I'm still up there, I think.
Well, and first things first, I've just got to congratulate you. From the song choices to the poise, just the way you captivated the audience, and of course coming full circle on Team Niall, what a ride it was for you, and especially him as your coach coming in first season and then bringing home a championship. I just got to ask about the experience and the song choices. What was that like for you? I mean, you had some incredible competition, inspired performances with Sinead O'Connor, Chris Isaacs, Wicked Game. Just talk to me about that. What was that like for you coming full circle?
It was super fun. I had a lot of fun, and picking songs is sometimes a little bit stressful, but I think me and Niall always were on the same page about it, and we never had too much back and forth. So it was just a fun time to be there and work with everybody.
You know, and I think everybody had their favorite songs that you chose in the performance. And I honestly, watching The Voice and seeing you perform, I couldn't pick a favorite. But I think it's safe to say that I might be similar to you, because seeing you perform Wicked Game was just it was jaw dropping in so many ways. And I understand for you personally, Chris Isaacs, Wicked Game was your favorite song from the competition. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, I think so. It was really cool to do that one.
And, you know, when they called your name and you won on the series, it was so fun to see Niall's enthusiasm. I've never seen a person get up out of their chair so quickly, but just a state of shock. When Carson said your name, you were taking that all in, and Niall was right there. He got up so fast and came up and hugged you. Did he say anything to you when you won and he embraced you? Because his comments, especially in People, he was gushing about you from start to finish. That was pretty remarkable.
I think I remember him just saying, like, I told you, like, I told you so. But it was a big blur, and I was very taken aback. So I just remember everybody hugging me and confetti everywhere. I was really confused for a second what was going on.
How do you feel about the final five? I mean, it's got to be nerve-wracking. Everybody is just focused on the competition, wanting to put out the best performance they possibly can. Anything that just comes to your mind about the final five and memories that stand out from the competition for you?
I think our whole season was really just filled with talent, and the top five was such a special group of people. And I think that I had so many fun memories and fun things that we did together. And to be in the top two with Grace West was such a special, special thing. And she's such a special girl. I think she's so hardworking, and it was really amazing to stand up there with her. So.
Did you and Grace get a moment, especially after you won and then going into the final rounds, the final performances there? Did Grace say anything to you that sticks out to you even after the competition is now over that you recall?
We're such good friends, and I love her so much. And even before we went out there, we were like, okay, like, we got this. You know, we're just trying to be as supportive as possible. And we've talked so much after the show and everything. So it's just been a really great friendship and a very special, special girl.
And I've got to say,
you've got to have a good acumen and a good ethic, Gina, as well, because going back and looking at your journey, going from small town, making that decision to go out to California, that would be big for anybody. But you did this at such a young age. And talk about a massive swing for you in your life, 18 to 19, putting out your freshman EP, which has gotten rave reviews. Awesome, by the way, that pop sound, Spotify and beyond. You took on a lot at a young age. How did you find yourself being so young and making such big decisions?
I don't know. It just felt like the right turn of events. And I do enjoy working. I love to sing, and I get that. It's my, hopefully, my job.
I think you're going to be safe there, young lady.
Thanks. But I just really enjoy doing that. And so I wanted everything to just keep going and have momentum.
Yeah.
And I was just very determined for something to happen. I didn't know it would be this, but I'm very grateful that it is.
It's amazing to see. It never is without surprise and shock when you go in, you put these competitions on, and you put in the work, and it all comes full circle. You get rewarded, and now the world's eyes and attention is on you, and there are so many opportunities that are going to open up for you. I know you've got a very busy tour, and we're right up against it. I want to get you back on to your next stop here on the tour right away. But fun question, last question for you, Gina. Look into the future, and now that this competition's over and you've got all these options, and dream big for me, but do you have anybody as a popular artist in the pop world, or what genre? Is there a name that rises to the top of their list that you have been dreaming about working with in music, and who would it be?
Well, I did sing a Taylor Swift song in the finale, and I'm sure that would be the most insane thing ever to work with her.
Oh. Well, I want to say thank you for the time. Congratulations on the competition. Don't you worry about your career. Your life is music now, and you hold on to those dreams, because here in Missouri, I think the entirety of the state will be looking forward to seeing you share the stage and a studio with Taylor Swift. I know that's going to happen. You enjoy the rest of your tour. And again, Gina, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet. Take care.